Yes, exactly.
They'll make a lip dub video one day, or they'll have a talent show.
A lip dub video.
Doblaje, ¿no? Qué divertido. Yo lo quiero hacer. ¿Lo puedo hacer yo?
Pues ahora aquí en la oficina.
Great.
Okay,
bueno, apúntate al campamento, Natasha.
No, no es para mí.
¿Por qué? Why? What age group are we talking about?
We're talking about kids age 6 to 14.
Ay, justo me lo pierdo, justo.
Sí. Como tienes tú 15, pues...
Eso es justo. Okay,
so it's from 6
to 14.
To 14.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, these are urban camps, so you don't spend the night... away from home. You sleep at home, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay.
But the good thing about it is that it's all over Madrid. There are different centers all over Madrid. We have in Mirasierra, Aluche, Las Rosas, Las Tablas, Arganda, and Ciudad Universitaria.
Wow.
So really, I mean, all over Madrid.
These are the most exciting, the most creative, and the most fun summer camps you can possibly imagine.
Definitely, definitely.
¿Sabías que en Valladolid hay talleres de inglés gratuitos para los más peques el 25 de mayo y el 1 de junio a las 7 de la tarde? Ven a nuestro centro en la calle Las Mercedes 3. Canciones, juegos, competiciones. Llama e infórmate al 983 22 80 16. 983 22 80 16. El 25 de mayo o el 1 de junio no se lo pueden perder.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. Hello, everybody. And welcome to the salad. Are you ready? One, two, three. I got those salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I said one, got the salad. Two, got the blues. Three, to get ready. Got holes in my shoes. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. Yes, you're listening to the salad. Hello and welcome once again to another wonderful and fantastic salad. Now, of course, let's begin with our customary conundrum, shall we? Yes, this is the little test example for you. We put you to the test. We put you to the test. Now, here's our example today. It is, my cup fell blank the table and broke. That's our example, our test example. Okay, my cup fell blank the table and broke. You have to fill in the blank there, okay? Reinar, to fill in the blank in this case. Now I'm going to post that on our Vaughan Radio app. There we have it. That's posted. Okay, so there we have it. My cup fell blank the table and broke. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the program. Now, what do we have for you today, salad listeners? What's on the program? Well, let's find out, shall we? Well, of course, we have Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Yes, indeed. Stay tuned for that. It's coming up very, very shortly. And what else do we have for you today, salad listeners? What else do we have for you? Well, we also have grammar points. Yes, that's right. We shall be following up on what we've been looking at fairly recently, salad listeners. Yes, weather. Do you remember weather, which is a synonym for if? That's right. We sought to know whether, saber si. You know, I don't know whether he's coming or not. So whether, a synonym for if. So we have other uses for weather coming up on the program today on Grammar Point with Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. But right now, it's time for
Salad News Bits.
Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here comes our headline. Moscow stations get World Cup selfie spots. That's right. So Moscow stations get World Cup selfie spots. Now you may or may not know that there's a World Cup coming up. That's right, rhymes, a World Cup coming up. I think it begins on the 15th of June. In Russia. That's right. The Russian World Cup. Now then, so Moscow stations get World Cup selfie spots. Because, of course, people are crazy about selfies these days. So there are specific spots. You're like, you have meeting spots, don't you? Or meeting points, if you like. These are selfie spots or selfie points. Well, you can go and say, hey, okay, I'm in Moscow at the World Cup. And you can take a selfie at these specific spots. So that's our headline. Moscow stations get World Cup selfie spots. We're going over live to Moscow right now where Yuri Brennan, our Russian correspondent, is waiting for us. Yuri, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right, Dave. I can hear you. It's true that World Cup visitors arriving at the Moscow railway stations will not have to look far for the perfect spot to take a selfie, as platforms and ticket halls will soon have special labels marking out the ideal camera angle.
Ah, now that's interesting. Did you hear that? So, visitors arriving at Moscow railway stations, they'll have the perfect place to take a selfie. You know, as platforms and ticket halls will have special labels, etiquetas, labels, marking out the ideal camera angle. So it's, yeah, perfect. This is the angle for the perfect selfie. So you can hold your phone up at the right angle. It's a great idea because there will be a lot of visitors to Russia, but I suppose especially Moscow for the World Cup. So take the perfect selfie in Moscow for the World Cup.
Yes, that's right. So it's a very, I think it's a great idea. And as you say, people are crazy about taking selfies these days. So green stickers of a camera image adorned with a smiley face and words "photography allowed" will be rolled out across 9 mainline railway stations in time for this summer's World Cup in the Russian capital. That's right. So, in Moscow, only in Moscow at the moment, there will be an average of 20 stickers per station. And at 9 centimeters, that's 4 inches for you, Dave, in diameter, they will be easily visible, according to the mayor. That's what he told me. Now, they will mark out prime spots in waiting rooms, business centers, on platforms, and in front of main entrances.
I see. So the perfect selfie spots, there'll be stickers waiting for people so they know where to take the perfect selfie spot and the right angle. Okay, it's a great idea. And of course, this is an idea from the mayor's office, el alcalde. Well, you can say the city council or the town hall, we say in English. It's a great idea because people are selfie crazy these days.
Yes, that's right. So, well, the Moscow Department of Russian Railways says the aim is to encourage amateur photography and allow tourists and passengers to take the first beautiful picture right after stepping off the train.
Now, obviously, they know the power of the selfie and social media. You know, so since the last World Cup 4 years ago, you know, the whole social media frenzy has grown and grown and grown. So it's a good idea. People can step right off the train and say, hey, I'm in Russia. I'll take a picture immediately, share it on social media. You know, in that way, you know, they promote the World Cup and Russia, of course. It's a good idea.
Yes, I think so. There are already some stickers on the platforms of Moscow Underground stations and the flagship Moscow Central Circle Line. Will get 190 of the green camera labels or stickers this week. That's what the mayor told me that himself. Now, according to the mayor's office, many Moscow Central Circle stations are allocated in the historic center and provide the perfect camera angle for memorable photos. Now, that was actually according to the railway press office, not the mayor's office. I spoke to one of the spokesperson?
That's right, portavoz, the spokesperson for the railway press office. Okay, so that's a great idea.
Yes, I think so. So Moscow is expecting an influx of fans for the World Cup on the 14th to 15th of July, and the railway stations are getting ready to hand out maps and guidebooks to those who choose to arrive by train, primarily at Kazan and Leningrad terminals.
Now I see. So they're going to hand out, we can say, or distribute, okay, maps and guidebooks, which is good so people know what they're doing. Maybe you arrive in Moscow, you've never been there before. So there'll be someone waiting there. You can take the perfect selfie in the perfect spot, and people will hand out maps and guidebooks to make you feel more at home.
Yes, that's right. So the official attitude to railway photography has changed dramatically since Soviet times, when stations were treated as strategic sites, and unwary photographers often ended up having uncomfortable conversations with the secret police. How times have changed, Dave. So, yes, that's right. Moscow stations are going to get their own World Cup selfie spots. So, yes, not long to go now. It should be fantastic.
That's right, salad listeners. So, yes, train stations and underground stations, selfie spots will be a green sticker telling you the perfect place for a selfie and even the right angle to hold your camera at. So you get the perfect selfie and you can share it on social media, and it promotes the World Cup and Russia. It's a great idea. And you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Grammar points. Hello and welcome to Grammar Points, the part of the program where we go deep into English grammar. Now, with the help of Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. Now, Alan, welcome to the program. I believe we're following up on weather. Now, not the weather. How's the weather? No, we're talking about weather. This is W-H-E-T-H-E-R. But the pronunciation is the same as weather, el tiempo. But it's a synonym for if. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Dave. The other day we were looking at weather. We said it's a synonym for if, of course. Now, when would we use it? So, of course, if it's a conditional sentence, we always use if. If I were rich, if I had a lot of money, etc. But, yes, we use it with specific verbs, of course. And also, whether or not is very common in English, of course.
So whether or not, see or no, when we have the option, we use whether. And with specific verbs, we looked at the verb to know whether. So it's very common and natural to use whether, saber si. Do you know whether Javier is coming to work today? You could say if, but to know whether is very good here.
Yes, that's right. So I wanted to have a look at some more uses of weather today.
Okay, more uses of weather right here on Grammar Points. Now, what other uses of weather do we have?
Okay, so we also have to be able to tell whether, you know, someone is going to do something. Are we familiar with this?
To be able to tell whether. Now, in this case, tell us what is saber, decir, o ver. No veo si, no te voy a decir si, no sé si, I can't tell. That's right. Obviously, tell is quite often used. To be able to tell is notar. Se me nota. That's right. So, can you tell, for example, can you tell I'm tired? Se me nota que estoy cansado. So, to tell whether. Okay. Now, it's to be able to tell. So, we're mainly going to use this with can or could. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. So to be able to tell whether, yes, using can or could, that's right. So I think it's probably best just to have a look at some examples and not give too many long, complicated grammatical explanations.
Yes, we learn through example, with examples here on The Salad. So let's have a look at some examples. Now then, this is the interactive part of the program. So it's to be able to tell whether, okay? Ver si, saber si, decir. See, okay? So we'll have a look at the examples now. All will become clear, okay? So interact with us here. Translate these into perfect English, okay? Let's have the first example, please, Alan.
Right, okay. Nunca sé si él está diciendo la verdad o no.
Now, we've seen before that or not is quite often an option, but we can put it at the end. Or not. Okay, so let's have a look. Nunca sé si él está diciendo la verdad o no. Now, so to be able to tell. So, I can never tell. We could say whether or not he's telling the truth. Because decir la verdad, we say to tell the truth. Now, we could also put or not at the end. We could have whether or not together. Or we could put the or not at the end. So, it's possible to say I can never tell whether he's telling the truth. I can never tell whether or not he's telling the truth. Or I can never tell whether he's telling the truth or not. So we have those options because the or not is, well, it's optional. Okay? So do you get the use there? Es que no sé si él o nunca sé si él. I never know. I can never tell. Okay? That's right. Let's have a look at another example here.
¿Sabes decir si es auténtico una falsificación?
Okay, salad listeners, what do you think? So, auténtico o falsificación, what do you think? Well, let's have a look. So it's a question, ¿sabes decir? We're going to use to be able to, so we're mainly going to use can or could if we're talking in the past here, okay? So, can you tell whether it's genuine or fake? I suppose you could say authentic or false. I mean, you know, I would understand that. But genuine, auténtico, o una falsificación, a fake. So, can you tell whether it's genuine or fake? That's right. So, to be able to tell whether, that's it. Now then, salad listeners, I like that. I can't tell whether, you know? I couldn't tell whether he was joking or not. No sabía si estaba de broma o no. I couldn't tell, okay? So let's have a look at another example here. Let's keep going. Practice makes perfect, as we say.
Right, okay, here we go. No sabría decir si son de Francia o Bélgica.
Well, no sabría. I would just say no puedo, I can't. That's right. So yeah, no sabría decir. I would just say I can't tell. What do you think, salad listeners? I can't tell whether they're from France or Belgium. That's right. I can't tell whether they're from France or Belgium. Okay. So to tell whether. Now, I have to say, if you're using this kind of language, it's pretty high level, I would say.
High level!
That's right. Yes. So, yes, I can't tell whether they're from, you know, France or Belgium. So imagine someone, you know, or someone offers you a wine or chocolate. Imagine. I can't tell whether the chocolate's from France or Belgium. It sounds high level.
High level!
That's right, salad listeners. So the more you get this into your active language, the better. Of course, now you have it in your passive English, you're going to understand it. We need to get it into our active English. That's right, salad listeners. Let's have another example then, shall we?
Yes, absolutely, Dave. Here we go. ¿Sabes? Excuse me. ¿Cómo sabes si es una mariposa macho o hembra?
Wow. Well, I'm not sure. Can you tell the difference? For example, to tell the difference is distinguir. Ah. No puedo distinguir entre. I can't tell the difference between. Okay, so in this case, ¿cómo sabes si es una mariposa macho o hembra? Macho o hembra, we just say male or female. Okay? Now then, let's have a look. Mariposa, I think everyone knows. Butterfly. People talk about the butterfly pillow. Oh, people remember butterfly and pillow from the butterfly pillow. That's right, which I don't think I've ever seen that, actually, but I've been told about it. I've heard of it. Now then, so let's have a look. Translate to perfect English, salad listeners. ¿Cómo sabes si es una mariposa macho o hembra? How can you tell whether it's a male or female butterfly? Okay. How can you tell whether it's a male or female butterfly? Okay, very good. That's right. I like this. What do you think, salad listeners? This is good stuff. Now we have one last example with to be able to tell whether. So, let's have a look.
Right, okay. The last one here. No sabían si ella lo decía en serio o no.
What do you think, salad listeners? Well, we have a few possibilities here. I mean, we have a slightly simpler version, or we have the high-level version. We'll have a look at both of these, okay? So, the slightly simpler version, okay? Now, I say slightly because if you're using whether, you know, obviously, and it's pretty high-level anyway. So, let's have a look. So, they couldn't tell, no sabían si, they couldn't tell whether. You could say she was serious or not. But that's the simpler version. The high-level version...
High-level!
...is the following. They couldn't tell whether she meant it or not. So to mean something... Normally you could say, what do you mean? ¿Qué quieres decir? But to mean something is decir algo en serio. So you can say, listen, if I'm talking to my children, you know? I can say, do your homework, or you can't watch TV. I mean it, is like saying, you know, I'm serious about that. I mean it. Te hablo en serio. I mean it. So, they couldn't tell whether she meant it or not. That's right, okay. Now there you have it, salad listeners, to be able to tell whether or not. Now, Now then, let's just review those examples, shall we? Let's recap. So we've seen here, I can never tell whether or not he's telling the truth. So we say to tell the truth, decir la verdad, to tell the truth. Okay, salad listeners, let me have a little sip of water, please. Okay, that's better. I had a sip of water. I'm losing my voice. Hello, hello. La, 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 la. That's better. Next, we saw, can you tell whether it's genuine or fake? We've seen. Okay, now what else have we seen? I can't tell whether they're from France or Belgium. We also saw, how can you tell whether it's a male or female butterfly? So macho is just a male. Female, una hembra. Okay, male and female. And the last one we saw, they couldn't tell whether she meant it or not. So to mean something, to say something seriously, I mean it. Okay, salad listeners. So this sounds very good, okay? To be able to tell whether. Thanks very much, Alan. This has been Grammar Points. Now then, just to finish off, we have our conundrum, which was, my cup fell blank the table and broke. What could that be, salad listeners? Well, my cup fell off the table. So, caerse de. My cup fell off the table and broke. So, to fall off. That's right. Okay, very good. That's all we have time for. We'll see you next time on The Salad.
Tenemos de todo este verano. ¿Eh? Sí. Cada vez tenemos más cosas. Al final, uno puede venir aquí a Vaughan y...
Desde los 4 a los 17...
Y no sale.
Tenemos algo que hacer.
Y no sale. O sea, entra aquí un día con toda la familia y cuando se quiera dar cuenta, ya prácticamente la jubilación. Sí. Es un mundo Vaughan.
Te crías aquí.
Sí, no es broma, ¿eh? Puedes criar aquí a tus hijos.
Es que hemos visto crecer... Claro, de un año para otro.
Sí, no sería preocupante, claro. Pero además hay niños que después de venir a los campamentos han terminado siendo monitores, por ejemplo.
Sí. Es verdad.
Porque
¿es verdad?
Aquí se puede uno formar muy bien. Bueno, vamos a contar que tenemos campamentos de verano. Los residenciales, no residenciales, los urban camps que van van en el mismo día y vuelven, ¿no?
Eso
sí,
es.
Que sí.
En el mismo día. Y también el día siguiente.
Vuelven al campamento.
Y vuelven
al campamento. La noche la hace.